There's a man going round taking names, and he decides who to free and who to blame. Everybody won't be treated all the same.
Welcome back to Hockey Prospect Radio on Sirius XM NHL Network Radio, brought to you by Power Scout Hockey. I am Shane Malloy. Along with me is Russ Cohn. So we're going to turn the page and we're going to slide over and talk about the Dallas Stars prospects. And we're happy to have on a regular guest of ours, Dennis Holland, a scout with the Dallas Stars. Dennis, thanks for coming on the show. We always appreciate it.
Thanks for having me.
Well, Dennis, we want to jump into a couple of players that really intrigued both Russ and I, obviously, in their draft year, but how they played last year for you guys. And the first guy I want to ask you about is Jason Dickinson, who was 29th overall for you guys in 2013, who's playing with the Guelph Storm and had, you know, offensively a monster year with 78 points in 68 games, and followed that up with, you know, a great playoffs, you know, with 24 points in 20 games. And early in this season, he's got 7 points in 4 games. You know, a lanky kid that's looking like he's beginning to fill out, which has got to scare defensemen, because this kid looks like he's got the skating ability and the offensive tools to be a really good NHL player. How happy have you guys been with his development and his progress?
Well, we've been very pleased. And I know when we drafted him, we were excited to get him. I know Jim Johnson, our Ontario guy, saw him lots and really liked his skating and the pace of his game and just the maturity of his three zones that he plays. He's very reliable defensively as he is offensively. So, you know, he's added some weight. That was the issue, I think, when we drafted him. He was a little bit slight and needed some to fill out. And he's made good progress. He's been due diligent in the gym and off the ice and trying to be a good, well-rounded person and player. You know, we're very excited. He was very, very good in Traverse City, and you know, I think he got in an exhibition game or two in the NHL, and he went back with good positive feedback and you know, left our guys in the NHL with some good thoughts about him. So all in all, he's tracking in the right direction for sure.
Yeah, I'm very high on him. I really like his size and speed. I like the fact that this guy, he'll do anything to stay in the play, and if you're a defenseman, it's really hard to get him away from the play. And he has the ability to go around and go wide and make plays that way around the net too. So, you know, he's a guy that you literally almost have to kneecap to break up a scoring opportunity.
Well, he really is. He's a very determined young man, and like I say, I think for us, what we really like is he plays that hard away from the puck and defensively, and he's very. I say a very reliable guy that you can have on the ice if you're looking for a goal or trying to, defend a goal. So I think this day and age, you know, your top six forwards guys, your offensive guys really need to have pace and able to separate from defenders, and he definitely does have that to his game.
Dennis, when you're looking at a guy like Jason who can play on the wing or center and clearly has the vision and playmaking ability to play in the middle, did you guys have any preference when you're watching him at Traverse City or in, you know, the first couple of games in Dallas in preseason of what position he should play in, or you just appreciate the fact that he has that versatility?
I think at the end of the day, I think the versatility is very intriguing. I think it's tough to find those forwards that can go back and forth and give you minutes in you know, different positions with the injuries nowadays and the ability to slot guys in different spots. For us, that's definitely a positive, instead of saying, you know, he's just a winger and jeepers, we've got lots of wingers, so he can't play. So the ability to move around and adjust to, you know, what our needs are, I think will be a big benefit down the road.
You're listening to Hockey Prospect Radio on Sirius XM NHL Network Radio, brought to you by Power Scout Hockey. I'm Shane Malloy. Along with me is Russ Cohn. We're speaking with Dennis Holland, scout for the Dallas Stars, talking about some of the kids in the system. And Dennis, one of the other guys I want to get your thoughts on is a guy I've seen lots, and I'm sure so have you, in the Western Hockey League, and Cole Ulley, who I think is going to take, you know, the reins with his team offensively and, you know, and try to drag them into the playoffs. As a fifth-round pick, a guy who's a little bit undersized, what are your thoughts on how he's progressed last year with, you know, a breakout offensive season and this year coming into the league, coming into the season with 14 points in 10 games?
No, he, like I said, I've seen him a couple times already this year, and definitely looks a little bigger, a little faster. Things that those I say smaller creepers at 5'11" scary nowadays. You go small at 5'11", but average sized forward. You have to play determined and quick and all that, and he's starting to figure that out. He went from, it's made interesting to watch these young men progress and develop. His first year there, he's playing behind the Lepons and those guys in Kamloops, and now he's now one of the guys that has to generate every night if his team wants a chance to win. And he's had a real good start. He's getting a chance to that first power play unit and generate. He's been good. I've seen the two nights I've seen him play. He's generated chances pretty consistently each shift. And like I said, growth has been good physically. He's added some muscle to his frame, which gives him an extra, in the traffic areas, gives him an opportunity to finish a playoff instead of getting pushed out of that scoring area.
Yeah, I really think he's very strong on his skates, and that'll take him a long way. I love his puck control and his shiftiness. He has a shiftiness about him with his skating. I don't know if it's sort of like a quiet speed or it's just a way that he sort of gets around guys but sort of fools them, and I like that too.
I would agree with you. I mean, top speed, he's not by any stretch of the imagination, blazing speed, but you're right, the ability to beat defensemen one-on-one, at blue lines, he's very difficult to contain, and he's able to get around guys. And that nowadays is a tough thing to find on forwards, because those defensemen skate so well and are so well coached on keeping guys in front of them. The ability to beat someone and break somebody down and generate a chance is quite a thing nowadays for forwards off the rush.
Dennis, when you're looking at Cole's game, but also Jason's, as a scout or even in player development, do you guys have a preference to watch a guy dominate a league twice, like 2 years in a row, before he takes that next step and be patient with him? So, Jason and Cole both had, point a game or better in their respective leagues, and they could probably most likely are going to do it again this year. Does that make you guys feel more comfortable when they do make that jump into the pro ranks when they come down to the American Hockey League?
Well, I think so. I mean, I think, with Jim Nill and Joe McDonnell coming over from the Detroit group there, and they preach patience with our kids and due process and that's working on consistency and bringing it every night and earning your stripes a little bit. I think with Cole's game there, you come in as a young guy, you're just trying to generate points and scoring, and you can see the progression of, battling a little farther on in his own zone and getting pucks out and being used now on penalty kill situations. It's not just about generating, scoring chances. It's about winning games and doing little things which at the pro level, if not everyone can score every night, so you have to do a little bit of everything to be able to get on the ice and be a help for your team, on a consistent basis.
You're listening to Hockey Prospect Radio on Sirius XM NHL Network Radio, brought to you by Power Scout Hockey. I'm Shane Malloy. Along with me is Russ Cohn. We're speaking with Dennis Holland, scout for the Dallas Stars, talking about some kids in the system. And one of the guys I want to ask you about, Dennis, is a player I first got a chance to watch at the Junior A Challenge playing for Sweden. I believe that was in Langley a few years ago. And that's Ludwig Bystrom, who you guys took in the second round. And now, he's not the biggest guy, but I just found when I watched him play, he was just efficient and intelligent with and without the puck. For a young player, I thought he had, really good defensive habits of keeping his head on a swivel and an active stick and keeping, the forwards in front of him. And then when he did have the puck, especially in the defensive zone, it was that sort of smart, quick, get the puck moving and get the puck out of their zone type of a pass. How happy have you guys been with his progress playing in the Swedish Elite League?
You know what, Ludwig, he's battled through some issues on injuries and adding some weight to his frame and such, but he definitely has, in the last year or so, definitely taken some real nice steps forward. He came over to Traverse City this year and played for us there in that in the rookie tournament there, and was very good. I mean, I think the way the NHL game has gone, it's pace, it's puck possession, it's quick, and he definitely has that to his game. He's a puck possession, puck moving defenseman. He just, you know, like every young defenseman needs to get, you know, add some weight to his frame and get stronger and have the show that ability that he can defend on a consistent basis besides just, you know, moving the puck.
Yeah, what I like about him is he seems to have all the attributes of an offensive defenseman and a really good puck mover. And I just felt like if this guy could work on his game, cut down his penalties, I really like his skating and passing a lot.
Well, I think, like you say, you hit the nail on the head. That puck-moving skating passing is such an important part of today's new NHL defenseman. He definitely has those attributes you can't teach.
Dennis, does it help you guys in terms of player development when guys come over to Traverse City and, you know, they go through the paces with a bunch of guys who are, you know, play pro in North America, and you can tell Ludwig, hey, these are things we like about your game. These are things we want to work on. Look at the guys that are currently playing in our team. You look like a Jordy Ben who, you know, had to battle his way through, and just like you're 20 years old, don't worry, be patient, go back and keep working hard and, you know, force us to make a decision, you know, in a year or two with our defense corps. And is that sort of the message that you guys are putting towards guys like Ludwig?
Well, I think so. I think, you know, we definitely, you know, at the end of the day are trying to, you know, move forward our group. You know, since, you know, the new ownership has come in and Jim Nill has moved on board, we definitely have found that the depth of our organization is growing. You know, we won the Calder Cup last year. And I think when you have a healthy competition between defensemen or forwards or, you know, players within your group trying to get better, it only helps the group and your organization. And I think, you know, when you come over and you see, you know what, I'm a good player, but there's lots of good players and everyone's moving in the right direction and getting good, solid messages, it can only help these young men and to push in the right direction and try to improve and ultimately, hopefully, you know, play for our organization in Dallas one day.
Well, Dennis, we want to thank you very much for coming on our show. We always appreciate it, and we look forward to seeing you at the rink, and good luck with this season in Dallas.
Well, thanks, guys. I enjoy listening to you guys on the radio, so I do appreciate having me on, and good luck to you guys down the road.
That's great. That's one person that listens, so we'll take it.
You got one follower.
Thanks, Dennis, and we'll talk to you. Russ and I are going to take a quick break. When we come back on Hockey Prospect Radio, we're going to continue to talk about the Dallas Stars and then jump into the Toronto Maple Leafs. So stay tuned right after these important messages.